while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Thank you to everyone who came here today. Happy Father's Day. It was so lovely to hear everyone's messages being a father, and the one that, while we spoke so much about love and the love of the father, the one that resonated with me most was the little girl who said, "I'll ask my dad and he'll give me anything." I was like, "Yes, honey, relatable." So, thank you. That was also just to check that everyone shared my sense of humor, so... Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I've been brought to the right place today. So it's no coincidence. I don't think there are any coincidences with God. With Him, there are just plans. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Pastor found that YouTube video. I don't think it's a coincidence that my dad didn't originally give him the email, even though that's something... probably has been asked before. But you know what? God works in mysterious, wonderful, incredible ways, so praise God. While Pastor was saying it's an honor and a privilege to just welcome me to the stage, I was in my chair over there, I was quaking, I was trembling, I was shaking. I still am, so if you see me shaking, please know I'm having so much fun. Don't worry. I like you guys. You actually laugh at everything I'm saying. So while I was quaking, trembling, shaking, everything over there, I was also contemplating on the honor and the privilege of being here today. This is my first preaching, if you want to call it that. This is my first sermon. And it is an honor and a privilege to be my father's daughter. And I'm sure that's something we can all relate to, not just my Heavenly Father, of course, all glory to God. Also my father, I won't point at him, he doesn't like that sort of thing. So for those of you who don't know, he is Pastor Trevor Fernando, is just another name in this big universe, and he's not someone who would even introduce himself as such. But what I wanted to say was it is an honor and a privilege to be doing my first preaching on Father's Day, and that's also for my dad. Sorry, I'm shaking, having fun. Don't worry. My dad became a pastor in 2015, but I know when he gave his first sermon, it was probably 2009 or 2010. I did try asking him, and he sadly did not remember, which happens to the best of us. So I think God works in great ways, all glory to Him. He did His first sermon when He does not come from a line of pastors, He does not come from a long line of preachers or anything like that, but He comes from a long line of men and women who, when they didn't have anything else, they had God. And despite maybe anything that they were going through or everything that was going on in their lives, their country, their families, their finances, anything, they just gave it all to God. So I'm proud and honored to be from that line, from that family. And just like Pastor kind of said, at some time he was, it was when we were speaking in Europa. I was looking at Sister Babs because, yeah. I would say the same thing. When we were speaking that, I was like, I think someone said, okay, they brought their country flavor to this church. So I'm here today, and I'm bringing some Fernando flavor for you guys. That is Sri Lankan flavor, if you don't know. So I will get straight into it. Thank you so much for having me. And are you ready for the word? Thank you. Please do not be silent or quiet at any time. I love the amens, the hallelujahs, the praise God. So at any time, just thank you, thank you. Okay. Is anyone wearing a watch today? Anyone? Can I just see your hand? Yeah? Perfect, perfect. At any time, please do not kick me out if I go over time. Just start tapping your watches. I'll be looking at everyone. And does everyone have their Bibles today?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Please don't start throwing them at me if I go over time as well. Okay. Without further ado, my message today is see yourself through heaven's eyes. And what I mean by that is see yourself the way that God sees you. See yourself as your Father sees you. It is so not a coincidence that Pastor Jasmine, everything that you said at the start, whether to introduce the lesson or to introduce me, it was no coincidence at all. She happened to say the exact points that I was going to say today. She said the first one, and I was like, oh, that's so cute, you know. It's a Christian thing. And the first point was, God loves you. He's your Father, and your Father loves you, and nothing can separate you from the love of your Father. And I was thinking, oh, that's so cute. I was like, oh, it's a Christian thing. We all say that. That's not a coincidence. And then she said something. She was like, you know, you are so worthy. She was like, God calls you worthy. And then we were praising God and we were saying, God, you are worthy. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, I was holding my papers so tightly in my hand. I was like, how did she? I was like, she just went and stole my second point. But I was like, that's okay. I was like, that's not a coincidence either. It's fine. And then, you know, God is great. She just went and did it, and she stole my first point as well. I think stole is a strong word, but she happened to say, she was like, you know, we are free from everything that has bound us and everything that held us captive. And I went, that's it. I'm just not giving the sermon anymore. All 3 points gone. It's time to go home now. But do you know what? Praise God. Do you still want to hear the message?
Yes.
You still want to hear the 3 points?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, that's perfect. So, how many of you know that God loves you?
Yes.
Amen, amen. And, okay. So, I think everything I'm going to say to you today, just like how I recently, I know this is my first time on the stage, but I love how I just began by accusing the pastors and just cracking the jokes, but God picks the best of us sometimes for Sunday morning service. So everything I'm going to tell you today is nothing you haven't heard before. But I realized if you haven't heard it, if you have heard it before, then it's just a reminder. So everything I'm going to tell you today is a reminder of something you already know, but you probably just needed to hear it again. It's probably so basic because your girl is basic, but you need to hear this. You need to be reminded of this. God loves you. That's not the first time you're hearing this. But when I asked you, do you believe that God loves you? Each and every one of you said yes. And why? That's not expected. That's not something that's new to us. We know deep down in our hearts, in our spirits, God loves us. God loves you always, today, tomorrow, forever. And His love is something that will never end. But you knew that. So I'm going to remind you of that, plus 2 more points today of things that you already know. So you ready, church? Okay. My first point is, I'm going to give you 3 points, and one is to do with your past, one is your present, and one is your future. So the point for the past is, God, your Father, has set you free. Can I get an amen if you agree? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Your God has set you free. John 10 verse 10. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, if you have Bibles and if anyone's putting verses on the screen, it's amazing, but you and I are going to be in a race against time. There's going to be multiple verses. You don't have to turn to all of them, but we'll just get through it together. So my first point is, He has set you free. John 10 verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen? Amen. And he says, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. But then Romans 8:2 confirms, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 6:18, finally, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Thank you. Thank you, one person. I heard your hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is, God has set you free. And how did he set you free? By the love that he had for you. Because he loved you, he called you worthy. He said you were worth it. You were worth that freedom. And what does that freedom mean? You're not just free. We're not just free people here today. Not in who we are or who we used to be or who we're going to be in the future. You are free from everything. Physical things, spiritual things, emotional things. Everything that Satan would ever try to hold you back for. You are free and you have been set free. But you are not just free. You're free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is a difference. There is something that you can sign on paper. There is something you can pay with cash or a bank transfer. There is so much you can do in this world to confirm something. But the ultimate confirmation, the ultimate way to be set free is the name of Jesus. And when he set us free, he did it because he loved us. Everything I'm going to tell you today is a reminder of who you are and who you are because your God loves you, because your Father loves you. It's a happy Father's Day. Why is it a happy day? Because we are going to be reminded of who your Father is, who your God is. And by being reminded of that, you remember who you are. So Romans 8:2. He has set you free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death. Now, I'm not a lawyer yet. I did my bachelor's degree. While I think that makes me so qualified, in fact, overqualified, I'm just a lawyer in the making. I'm still in training. But one thing I can tell you about the law is it holds us captive. We are so bound by the law sometimes, in whatever situation, in whatever you may have gone through in life, we are so stuck because of what the law says. But guess what? That law belongs to the world. And in Jesus, you are an overcomer. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has overcome the world. You have overcome death. You have overcome sin. You have overcome fear. Romans 8:2. That Spirit, that same Spirit of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Amen. You are no longer bound. And this is what I want to tell you today. You are not bound by anything that the devil tried to hold you to. Whatever that is, if you're going through sickness, disease, you are not bound by it. You may have been up till this point, but no more in Jesus' name. You have been set free in every single thing. If you go through anxiety, if you go through depression, it's not easy. It's simple enough to come and say, you are free. But you are free in Jesus' name. And because you're free in Jesus' name, anxiety no longer has its hold on you. Depression no longer has that presence in your life. And most, and sometimes we all need to hear this, you are financially free. You are emotionally free. In Jesus' name, you have it. You have it all. Why? Not just because I said it, or not because someone else might have said it. You are free, and you are free in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank you. Amen. And just going from that, his love set us free. We are set free because he loved us. In 1 John 4:18, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Timothy 1:7, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. When they said in John 10:10, the thief only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Every single one of those things is nullified in Jesus' name and nullified in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. The Spirit God gave us nullifies everything that the devil tried to take from us. We have the power. We have His love. We have that discipline. So we keep saying it to ourselves, I am free, and I am free in Jesus' name. John 8 verse 32 and 36. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If He has set you free, there is no going back to captivity. There is no going back to anything that previously bound you. You are free, and you are free in Jesus' name. And this is, I just wanted to put this point in there, in everything that we're setting ourselves free from. So we've set ourselves financially free, emotionally, physically, anything that would have held us, we are free in Jesus' name. And here's the real, I guess the word is kicker, but here's the main point. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? You are a child of God. You are untouchable. The devil cannot get a hold of you because of the name of Jesus. Because of the love that He had for you, He's covered you. He's protected you. He's got you now, forever, and always. Galatians 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You have been set free. I know I keep saying this, but if you can say it with me, you have been set free, and you're free in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so that is from your past. It does not matter what you went through in your past. Everything that held you back in your past, you are set free in Jesus' name. And you remember that as I take you to my point about your present. He set you free in your past. And now in your present, your Father, the Lord God, He calls you worthy. Can I get an amen if you believe that? Amen. Praise the Lord. He calls you worthy. We praise Him all the time and we say, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. It's true. He's our Father and we're His child. So if He is worthy, then we were worth it. You are still worthy. You are still worth it to this day. John 3 verse 16, He sent His Son, the person He loved the most in the world. He sent Him. Why? Because the idea of you was in His mind. He loved you. God loves you. He loves you so much. And what Jesus did for you, the ultimate sacrifice. I have set you free from the law of sin and death, and I call you worthy today. You are worthy to be my ministers, my stewards, the called according to Jesus Christ. You are anointed, you are blessed, you are chosen. In whatever field you are, in whoever you are, whichever country you came from, it doesn't matter. You're here today, and you're here today to hear that you have been set free, and today you are worthy in Jesus' name. And that's Romans 8 verse 17. He made us His children. Let me quickly find it here. I know it said race against time, but Romans 8 verse 17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Church, do you know who you are? You are royalty in Jesus' name. You are worthy. You are royal. Everything about you is special. I once heard, I don't think this is from the Bible, but correct me if I'm wrong. We meet no ordinary people in our lives. Everyone around you is extraordinary. So what does that make you? Anyone who has met you, you are extraordinary in Jesus' name. You are special. Sometimes meeting people seems like the biggest coincidence in the world, to the point where we're like, how on earth, how did that happen? My parents and Pastor Deji, I don't know if on any other day they would have met, in any other time. But with God, there is a perfect anointing. There is a perfectly appointed time. There's so much goodness that happens because it is in God's control. And then Romans 9 verse 5, it says, "Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen." 2 Chronicles 9 verse 8, "He has made you king over them." 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" 1 John 5 verse 4, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." And Revelations 1 verse 6, "And he has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve." You are royalty. You are so special. If anyone ever told you that you wouldn't amount to anything, that's gone. Those words are in the past. What matters is what God says you are. And he says you're called. He says you're chosen. He says you're anointed. And he says there is something about you that is so special that not everyone would have. No one else is like you. And the idea of you existed before time began. You had a Father God who knew you. You were in his mind even before you were born into this world. You might have been born in the 70s, but you existed before time. The idea of you, everything you were going to do, everything you were going to look like, everything you were going to be, the kids, the number of kids you were going to have maybe, the university you would have gone to, the career that you would have been in. There is no way humans could have planned all of that. But thank God that God is not human. He is above that. He is supernatural and he is amazing. So if we have God with us, why would we ever fear? And if we have God with us, we wouldn't let what human people say matter to us. If they called you unworthy, but he calls you worthy. Why? Because you are like your Father. You're more like your Father than you think. And your Father is worthy, so you are worth it. You are worthy in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline." I know we worry so much, especially as we live in kind of this social media age, kind of in the generation that might value very different things. I don't know about you, but I'm always changing my mind. So I like one thing 1 week, and then I kind of, not hated, but I have moved on in seconds. In that type of generation, in that type of age that we find ourselves in, we often lose what we value, who we value, especially ourselves. I would appreciate and honor everyone else except myself. I would talk highly of everyone else in the world except me. And if you gave me a compliment, and my family can testify, if you gave me a compliment, the first thing I said, "Oh my gosh, stop." Because deep down, I love your compliment. I really appreciate your compliment. I worked hard for your compliment. But what am I going to say? The first thing, my reflex action is, no, me? No. And that's why I kind of go, "Oh my gosh, stop, no, please." Even though I'm really saying, "Keep going, please, tell me more." You could have that sense of humor. You could kind of have the reflex action and say, thank you, you know, I accept everything you're saying, but even if I don't say it. But not everyone is like that. People really get down. I've been through that phase in my life. Someone could call you beautiful, but you don't believe it. You know what you really think of yourself, and you're like, "I don't really like my hair like that. I don't really like my skin. I don't really even like what I wore. I don't think I'm smart enough. I have a degree. Am I qualified? Sure. Do I feel qualified? Not really." You can talk down about yourself as much as you like, but one thing stands. He calls you worthy. And what he says is the ultimate truth. He says you're beautiful. He says you're smart. He says you are capable of achieving anything that you want in this world because he put that capability in you. He put that dream in your heart for a reason. He has guided your steps until this point in your life, so why would he leave you now? Why would he abandon you now? He is God, and he is God above all else. And if he is worthy, then you are worth it. So Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's upon you. Luke 4 verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Deuteronomy 1 verse 21, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Isaiah 44 verse 8, do not tremble, do not be afraid. Because, why? Romans 8 verse 30, because those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. You are that person. You are those in that situation. You have been predestined. You are called. You are justified. You are glorified. If your father is all those things, then you're his child. You're his heir. You are a joint heir with Christ. If he is great, then you are great. If he is amazing, you are amazing. In everything that you are, in the words that you speak, in the way that you look, for who you are in your community, whether you're a father, a mother, a teenager, a young adult. Wait, a teenager, young adult, same? Never mind. Even if you're a child, the youngest of the youngest children, I saw them play their instruments. They are way cooler than I am. You are called in Jesus' name. Who you are, the world needs who you are. You are meant to be. Esther 4 verse 14, perhaps you were made for this moment. Perhaps you were made to be the person that you are. So you are not a mistake. So don't let the world tell you that you're a mistake. You are called and you are chosen for this specified, appointed, anointed time. And that is your present. So I know you might be getting tired of me. I will never get tired of me. But if you are, I completely understand. So I bring you to my last point, which everyone with watches might be saying, hallelujah, thank you, she's on her last point. So we've been through your past, we've been through your present. Let me lead you into your future. You were set free, you are worthy. So who are you going to be now once you leave this church? Who are you going to be once you get in your car or you go back home or you go to school or university or your workplaces, wherever you are? What is your future? And what is your future in God, in Jesus? And this is the word that God, you know, kind of gave me to give to you. I don't know if anyone needs to hear this or if you've not been told this in a long time, but your Father is proud of you. Your Father God is so proud of you. Do you agree with that? Do you believe that? Because I had to say that over and over again. We know he loves us. We say it so much like repetition to the point where we're like, God loves you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Jesus loves me. Thank you so much. That's my 50th reminder of this day. Thanks. We let it go. We dismiss it. Why? Because we say, this is something I've heard forever and ever and ever. God loves me. God loves me. Thanks, God. Thank you for the reminder yet again. But grasp it. Understand what it means. He loves you. He loves you and he's proud of you. There are all the fathers in this room today, whether you still talk to your children or you don't, but you are a father. As soon as you have that child, you become a parent. You are a father. Same for the mothers as well. We got to appreciate the mothers, especially mine, because I'm scared of going home now. But once you have that child, you know you become a parent. And whether that child is still on earth or not, you have forever been made a parent. And you know that unconditional love that happens for that child. And just like all the fathers said, sometimes I don't know why I love them, but I love them anyway. That is God. But the thing with God is he doesn't question why he loves us, because he proved it. He showed it in his actions, and he still does today. That same sacrifice of Jesus Christ to give his life for us 2022 or however many years ago, that sacrifice is still relevant to this day. The power of the cross is still there today. His love is still profound today, and his love is amazing. So I have to tell you, for your future, anything that you ask him, Mark 11 verse 24, just believe that you have received it. It will be yours. I want to be set free, God. You are free in Jesus' name. Your freedom is yours. I want to know that I'm worthy, God. You are worthy. You are worthy. Just know it now in Jesus' name. That worth is yours. That freedom is yours. I don't know who needs to hear this. Maybe that job is yours. That house is yours. That university place that you were looking for. I know how hard clearing is, but we're not going to talk about that. Anything that you want, it's yours in Jesus' name. Just ask your Father. And your Father says, he's got a great future prepared for you. Why? Because he's got too much time on his hands? Because he's got nothing else better to do in heaven or wherever? You might be even saying, the world has so many problems, God. If I ask you for one thing, it might be so minute. Or you would even say, do you know what, God? Just like, I want this, but if I understand you've got lots more going on, so whenever you can answer my prayer, then go ahead. But God is always listening. I might be saying these words wrong. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's everywhere. Your God is with you. And most importantly, he lives in here. Can we just like put our hands over our hearts? Thank you, thank you. He's with you. Your Father loves you. If there's anything about you, he loves you. And he's so proud of you. He knows who you were. From the day you were born to maybe the first step that you took, the first tooth that you lost, your first day of school, your first job, your first relationship, everything. He knows everything about you, but he loves you. He loves you so much. He is so proud of you, you guys. And he's got great plans for your future. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I knew you before you were even born, but I planned for you. I love you from start to finish. If there's one thing God is saying, he loves you from start to finish. You're going through it now, whatever you're going through, but you are set free in Jesus' name. You are worthy in Jesus' name. And Jesus loves you. Your Father loves you. You are so loved. You are so called. You are blessed. You are anointed. And you are great. So as we come to the end, I hope you remember these for your past, your present, your future. You are set free in Jesus' name. You are worthy in Jesus' name. And your Father loves you. He loves you today. He loves you tomorrow. He loves you forever. Because in Jeremiah 31 verse 3 it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And it does not matter how many people you can count on your hand to say, oh, they love me, but I know for sure that they love me. And this includes my mom, my dad, his brothers, her sisters, and their cousins, and their pets. Doesn't matter how many humans you can count on your hand. Your God loves you. Your Father loves you. And his love covers a multitude of sins. And anything that you think you are unforgivable for, he says, I have redeemed you. So, church, you are free. You are worthy. And you are people who are loved in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.